Good day, everyone, and welcome to the new Journal of Lancaster General Hospital. I'm Larry Bonchek, and I'd like to thank you for listening. By now, you've probably had a chance to look through the print journal, and I hope you found it interesting. As editor-in-chief of the journal, I pledge to do all I can to make it useful and worthwhile. In order to make the journal uniquely appealing, we plan to bring you special programming on a CD as a regular feature of each issue. It will not duplicate the information in the print journal, but will take advantage of the audio format to bring you interviews with interesting people in the LGH family. Our discussions will range over a broad spectrum of topics in healthcare, all the way from scientific discussions about innovations and controversies in medicine to administrative problems in healthcare delivery, to aspects of health policy in America that influence your practice and your lives. Within the domain of healthcare delivery, we will recognize no boundaries. We're very fortunate at Lancaster General to have an administrative and professional staff that is exceptionally thoughtful and innovative, and I'm looking forward to bringing their insights to you. Our initial plan is to have the CDs contain two conversations of 15 to 30 minutes each, and we'll provide a protective case for the CDs so you can take them with you to listen to wherever it's most convenient. We welcome your feedback and encourage you to write, call, or email me or our managing editor, Gina Bissett. You'll find contact information on the contents page of the print journal. A word about the interviews in this edition. For this inaugural issue, I thought it important to sit down first with Tom Beaman, the new CEO of Lancaster General, to talk about his view of LGH and where he hopes to take it. Tom is exceptionally insightful on local and national healthcare matters, and I also encourage you to read his column in the print journal, which covers different matters. It was his idea to publish this journal, which should give you an inkling about his creativity and vision. Next, I visit with Holmes Morton at the Clinic for Special Children in Strasburg, Pennsylvania, where he and his team study genetically caused errors of metabolism among the Amish and Mennonite communities of Lancaster County. His work has made that little clinic in the middle of the farm country world famous, and we're grateful for the time he spent with us. One additional note about the recordings. Due to some startup technical problems, the audio volume in some portions of the recording is a bit uneven. We apologize that this recording is not as perfect as we intended, but since this blemish doesn't interfere with comprehension, we did not wish to repeat the interviews and delay the first issue of the journal. The problem has been eliminated now and will not affect future recordings. Thank you for your understanding. And now, on to the inaugural interviews for the Journal of Lancaster General Hospital.